Father Jack Gray, one of the Pensacola area's most high-profile clergymen, passed away in February of 2013. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody has a remembrance in this next installment of our Year-Ender series.
The man called Father Jack and the Roman Catholic passed away at Baptist Hospital from complications following heart surgery. He was 68 years old.
We will just terribly miss him. He was just a great priest and man of the church, and his loss will be a great loss for all of us, particularly those who have known him over the years.
Monsignor Michael Reed at Sacred Heart Cathedral said Gray was passionate about spreading the gospel and being an advocate for the church.
He was a great homilist when he spoke about the scriptures. He knew a lot about a lot of many things, not only in the church, but in the world around us. And I think he was a very great teacher. He taught with real credibility and authority, and people enjoyed listening to what he had to say. They always learned something from him.
Jack Gray was ordained a Catholic priest at the age of 42 after careers in business, politics, and broadcasting. He served parishes and schools in the Florida Panhandle, including 16 years as pastor of St. Anne's in Pensacola.
I just saw him a little after Christmas. He came to our gathering with our new bishop, and so he was anticipating his surgery, and it's just a surprise and a shock to all of us.
After retiring from St. Anne's in 2009, Gray became the Catholic chaplain aboard Naval Air Station Pensacola. He was one of the speakers at the base's September 11th memorial ceremony in 2012.
We pray that you will help us to remember the events of 9/11 in the life of years to come. Help us to find peace within our hearts.
In delivering the benediction, Gray quoted the 800-year-old words of St. Francis of Assisi.
Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
In his later years, politics remained among the many issues that filled Father Jack's plate. Speaking on WUWF-TV's Coming of Age program in 2010, he talked about the politics of aging with regard to Medicare and Social Security.
The politicians always want to seem to tinker with programs like ours. And you know, whatever your political beliefs are, if you've gone through your whole life and planned for the benefits that you think you've paid into over your career, you hope that that Social Security program and Medicare will still be available once you reach the magic age.
In July, Father Peter McLaughlin from St. Michael Basilica in downtown Pensacola succeeded Gray as the Catholic chaplain at the Navy base. But Monsignor Michael Reed said Father Jack left behind shoes that will not be totally filled.
You know, like all of God's creation, there was one Father Jack Gray, and we mourn the loss of that one. We are happy for him that he is now invited to receive what the Lord promised him on the day of his baptism, but we are sad because there will never be another Father Jack Gray.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.